Quantum gravity. The success of scientific theories, particularly Newton's theory of gravity, led the Marquis de Laplace at the beginning of the 19th century to argue that the universe was completely deterministic. Laplace believed that there should be a set of scientific laws that would allow us, at least in principle, to predict everything that would happen in the universe. The only input these laws would need is the complete state of the universe at any one time. This is called an initial condition or a boundary condition. A boundary can mean a boundary in space or time. A boundary condition in space is the state of the universe at its outer boundary, if it has one. Based on a complete set of laws and the appropriate initial or boundary condition, Laplace believed we should be able to calculate the complete state of the universe at any time. The requirement of initial conditions is probably intuitively obvious. Different states of being at present will obviously lead to different future states. The need for boundary conditions in space is a little more subtle, but the principle is the same. The equations on which physical theories are based can generally have very different solutions, and you must rely on the initial or boundary conditions to decide which solutions apply. It's a little like saying that your bank account has large amounts going in and out of it. Whether you end up bankrupt or rich depends not only on the sums paid in and out, but also on the boundary or initial condition of how much was in the account to start with. If Laplace were right, then given the state of the universe at the present, these laws would tell us the state of the universe in both the future and the past. For example, given the positions and speeds of the sun and the planets, we can use Newton's laws to calculate the state of the solar system at any later or earlier time. Determinism seems fairly obvious in the case of the planets. After all, astronomers are very accurate in their predictions of events such as eclipses. But Laplace went further to assume that there were similar laws governing everything else, including human behavior. Is it really possible for scientists to calculate what all our actions will be in the future? A glass of water contains more than 10 to the 24th molecules, a 1 followed by 24 zeros. In practice, we can never hope to know the state of each of those molecules, much less the complete state of the universe or even of our bodies. Yet to say that the universe is deterministic means that even if we don't have the brain power to do the calculation, our futures are nevertheless predetermined. This doctrine of scientific determinism was strongly resisted by many people who felt that it infringed God's freedom to make the world run as he saw fit. But it remained the standard assumption of science until the early years of the 20th century. One of the first indications that this belief would have to be abandoned came when the British scientists Lord Rayleigh and Sir James Jeans calculated the amount of black body radiation that a hot object, such as a star, must radiate. As noted earlier, any material body, when heated, will give off black body radiation.